Okay, hello everybody. Today is July 27th, 2018, and I am here with my brother Bobby, and my name is Katie. I am 21 years old, and my relationship with Bobby is he's my twin brother. Right now we are recording in Los Angeles, California.
Hi, my name is Bobby Doris. I am Katie's twin brother. I'm also 21, and we are in Los Angeles, California.
Today we had a museum tour here at the, what is it called?
The Annenberg Space for Photography.
Yes, yeah, so we just watched this video on the Library of Congress, and then we stumbled upon this booth so we could tell some stories. And I'm reading this prompt right here, which says, "Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life, I think that means your, why you would tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you." Do you want to go first or me?
You can go first.
Okay. I would say, like, outside of the family, probably my friends from Camp Kesem at ASU, which is where I go to college. And now that I'm gonna be going into my senior year and graduating in May 2019, I would say I learned a lot of lessons from the people there. But one, like, specific person would probably be my friend Miriam. She had a really big influence on my life. And what person would you choose, Bobby?
I would probably choose Mom or our Grandpa, Jajo.
Yeah.
They have both had a really big influence on my life. And I look up to them as role models in my day-to-day life, and I think they really formed an integral part of who I am, the person, and I'm just so happy that I get to call them as part of my family.
Yeah, I was gonna say Mom and Jojo as well, but I thought that that's what you were gonna say, so I picked Miriam instead, who I also call Twitch, because at Camp Kesem, where we help kids through and beyond their parents' cancer, we go by nicknames, and Twitch is her camp name. And she helped me at a really low point in my life where I was facing an illness my sophomore year of college. Yeah, so she was a senior and I was a sophomore, and basically, long story short, she helped me by driving me to the local ER in Tempe and did so much. And later on, I found out by the doctors saying, like, I have bipolar. And yeah, is that someone calling? You can pause it.
Probably outside. That's not.
Oh, okay. So yeah, the mental illness challenge, I learned so many life lessons of how to overcome that, and like currently I feel like so much better because of all of the lessons that I put to use, like, outside of school. And someone that you never know if that they could be in your life in those lower moments, that you might face. You don't know if someone is gonna, like, be there for you, and she, like, fully was, and I was, like, so shocked that she helped that much. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You weren't around, so.
Yeah.
You, like, only heard, like, what happened after, but since you go to school in Dublin, it wasn't, like, you could just come and see me on the weekend, because Arizona's that much further away from Ireland.
Yeah. Let's see. I think one of the things that Jajo taught me was to really concentrate on the blessings that I do have. He had a really, really difficult life as a Polish soldier in the Second World War. And he had this very... demeanor of being gentle and kind, but also very strong internally. I think that's what I really appreciate all these years later.
Yeah, just, like, staring at old photos of him just, like, sitting or laughing or in the garden is just, like, so awesome.
Yeah.
And,
question.
I mean, we can talk about anything. We can do it. A happy memory. Do you want to do a happy memory?
Yeah, let me try to think.
I think I have one.
I think I have one too, but it might be the same
one. Well, because today... Go first. Oh my gosh. This is why we're like in sync all the time, because we're twins. Yeah, so... You go, Bobby,
Probably one of the happiest memories of my life is our experience when us two went to Seville, Spain.
I fully agree, and I was just about to say that. Elaborate
more on that. Mm-hmm. But it kind of started off a little rocky when we got there. We were there it was in the summer going into our senior year in high school for a 2-week language course there, and we were staying with a host family, and...
We heard about the course through your high school Spanish
one of
teacher.
My teachers at school, yeah.
Shout out to Senora Steffens. Yeah.
And the first host family we stayed with was a couple of sisters, I think, and it just ended up not working out very well. We just felt like we had to change locations.
Well, there was the whole toilet not flushing thing. And I'm fine with that, but it was just after, like, a long flight, and we just had that, like, gut feeling, like, the house was, like, not lit very well, and it's just kind of a feeling you get that is not one that you want to, like, be in for 2 weeks, because we just thought the experience was going to be so much different, and, like, it's the vibe that we felt, I think. Well, I did.
Yeah, and I was kind of pushed to my... limits, because I'm someone to never really rock the boat or kind of
speak up,
want to create conflict, but I kind of had to grow up a bit and really just kind of be my and Katie's voice to end up changing host families. So eventually we did, and our new family was the best I could have ever imagined.
I want to say before we met the family, we were with an awesome coordinator named Isabella. So shout out to her for helping us, like, move from where we were. And I remember we were sitting in Seville in this outdoor cafe, and it was really hot, and we had our luggage, and she was making all these phone calls, and we were just, like, sitting wondering, like, what is gonna happen now. And she said that she couldn't move us, like, right now, so we were just going to come and join her throughout her day. Because then we moved from that cafe, sipping orange juice, to be sitting with all of these Spanish moms waiting for the big bus to come, because they were waiting
for the program. Mm-hmm.
So it was fun to sit with all of the other moms to, like, get to see some of the vibe of where all these kids... How old were they? Like 16-year-olds?
Back then, yeah.
16-year-olds back in like 2014 were going to be placed, and it was nice finally after they all, the bus got all unloaded and we could get more comfortable, because we were able to like be, see the city and see a different awesome vibe. And when we made our way to our mama and papa's house, that to me was super fun, because we went into that small elevator.
Yeah.
And we just squeezed in.
It ended up being such a good experience. We moved in with the family, that was our host family for the rest of the trip. They had already a few girls in living with them.
They had 4 girls total.
A couple of girls from college, yeah. A couple of girls that were in our program. And
they,
it was a really full house by then once we came in.
They were kind of hesitant because it was like over capacity, I feel. And our mama's name was Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes in Spanish. And our papa, we just called Papa. And her own daughter was actually at our previous like house. And she was just dropping off, like, I think a map some or, like, pamphlets or something.
Yeah, because she worked for the organization and that then, ran our language program.
Then we saw her later that evening. We're like, hey, what are you doing here? And she's like, Mercedes is my mom. This is my house. And then the next thing was she was moving to go live on her sister's couch. Because
for the time that we were there.
Because she gave up her bed for us, which was the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because her mom was basically like, I have these twins, like, they need to stay in your room. And it was so last minute, but she didn't, like, complain or even talk about how we kind of just took over her space. She just was so, like, accepting.
Yeah, and then the other two girls that were living there that were in our program, they were around our age, like a year younger.
These two Chicago girls.
They're from Chicago, and we got to know them a little bit better during our couple weeks there. And
shout out to Hannah and Anna.
Yeah, actually, we're in L.A. right now because we're going to meet up with Hannah.
Hannah
is now going to USC. So that's
Hannah
really
and
funny how that all worked out.
All of us have stayed connected since 2014, which I think is a big deal in this modern age, to meet someone in a foreign country and then like stay connected. And I actually told Hannah about Camp Kesem and that she should join, and I'm so happy that she did, because now she gets to experience the vibe.
It's really funny, I think, how it worked out, because we only met Hannah for that short amount of time for the first time ever, and now we still kind of have that bond, which I think is really cool. I don't think we mentioned at the very beginning, just a little bit more background, we're from Phoenix, Arizona, just for the records.
Yeah,
and we're
for the records.
Here in LA visiting some friends, forgot to say
and,
at the beginning.
And the beginning of our Spain trip, unlike all the other Americans, we didn't go from Phoenix straight to Spain, because our parents are British, so we have dual citizenship with England. So that meant we went from Phoenix to London, and then from London, we took the bus to Bristol to stay with my mom's mom, our grandma, and we stayed with Nana in London, and then we went from London to Spain. So in Spain, I think people thought that since we were American, we would be really tired, but we already got over our jet lag.
Yeah.
And yeah, Hannah's, shout out to Hannah, because she's like my sister. I feel like her birthday's today. She turns 21, and I'm so excited to see her if we get to. Maybe she'll listen to this one day. I wonder if she made a story. I'll ask her.
The video that we just watched next door was called America's Library, and it was just incredible to see the history of our country and how it was documented using
photography.
Photographs and that way, it was a really good highlight of everything that every huge moment in our history, I think.
Like yesterday, we were sitting on the beach in Santa Monica, and it was cloudy, and I still got burned because I have dad's pale white skin. And now I look like a tomato, but it's okay because...
That's why we're doing stuff indoors today.
Yeah, we're in a museum, so I don't think I can get burned in here, hopefully. I still put on sunscreen, even though we're in a museum. But I did love the video, too, because sometimes you watch content, but it's not, like, that valuable. I mean, not valuable, but it's not... This was, like, totally worth your time, I guess is what I'm saying. And I guess to finish up the story here, I would say a piece of advice that I have that I've learned as, like, a lesson is to have faith. It doesn't have to be, like, a spiritual, like, religion deep connection to have faith. You can just... have faith that everything's gonna be okay, and that in itself helps me through a lot. And like, it's faith permanently, like, saved my life around the time of 2017 in April. And yeah, it's more than words, so that's my advice.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I would also just want to say a quick piece of advice, and also just to say how proud I am to be part of such a rich country, in the sense that of its history, and
yeah.
I just feel so proud and lucky to be an American, and to have this in our Library of Congress is just really incredible.
I hope America can, like, learn from history right now, because I feel like we're in that turning point.
Exactly. And I guess my piece of advice would be to step into the unknown more sometimes. Someone might be anxious to
go for it.
Do something, anything really, to just kind of go for it.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Seize your opportunities that may come up, and don't let yourself kind of ponder over it too much. And I think if you just really just go for things,
dream big, people,
it'll pay off in the end, hopefully. So
cool. Yeah, that's us signing off. Let's clap and see if the audio can hear. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that
I think
was
it
awesome.
Did.
All right,
signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye.